Memphis and throughout the world. It's football time in Tennessee.
Here's Tua stepping back, loads up, looks long, throws end zone.
Touchdown!
Alabama! Devontae Smith! Touchdown, Alabama! And the Crimson Tide has once again ascended to the top of the college football mountain.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh, Lord.
Going to be fielded by Lorenzo Neal at the 25.
Yeah,
pitches it back to Wycheck. He throws it across the field to Dyson.
He's got something. 30, he's 40, got something.
50,
he's got it.
40,
he's got
40,
it.
20, 10,
he's got 5, it.
End zone. Touchdown, Titans. There are no flags on the field. It's a miracle.
This is the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour with your host, Drake Colley.
Welcome in and thank you for joining us. This is the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour. We wish a good Friday to you. Friday before Easter. Hope everyone, if you're traveling, has a safe holiday out on the roads. And as we watch the madness continue in the March Madness tournament, NCAA men's basketball. Of course, the women's tournament is also going on. As four teams last night, ended up punching their tickets to the Elite Eight. A couple of games that probably were predictable, and a couple that maybe were not predictable. I'm an Alabama guy. Went to school there. It's in my blood. I can't get it out. Don't want to get it out. But, Alabama traditionally has had a tough time with ACC teams.
In basketball.
Clemson once or twice has kind of given us a hard time in football.
Not championship game.
I'm in the studio with Big Lou and Coach JD. And, but in basketball for sure, Alabama has had their problems with Atlantic Coast Conference teams. And I felt as though before that game last night against number one seed North Carolina, that Alabama could end up in the same boat as before. However, a young man named Grant Nelson that plays for Nate Ball and Oates, head coach of Alabama.
It's a great nickname, by the way.
And he scored the last 12 of Alabama's 14 points to edge out a victory over the North Carolina Tar Heels last night, 89-87. Puncher ticket to the Elite Eight for the second time in Alabama school history. And I couldn't be happier or more proud. And I told the fellas in the studio before we came on the air that my wife and I were there cheering Alabama on. And right there towards the end, I think it's when Grant Nelson hit that three-pointer, I went over and high-fived my wife, and unfortunately, I think her thumb is still throbbing from that high five. I apologized, but hopefully she's still feeling a little bit better today.
It happens.
Next up for Alabama is Clemson.
Yep.
They played earlier in the year. I think is there an ACC-SEC like challenge early in the season?
No, it was just a regular season.
They just
out
scheduled
conference games, right?
Okay,
down in Tuscaloosa.
It was played in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, it was.
And Clemson won 85-77 in that ball game.
But you know what the amazing thing is, Drake, to the whole what I call the journey, fantastic voyage right now. But that it wasn't too many years ago, Nate Oakes was coaching seventh grade math at a high school up north. Seventh grade. Yeah. It's unreal.
Yeah. He has definitely skyrocketed.
Yes.
And now is one of the highest paid coaches in college basketball.
One of the biggest buyouts of a contract in basketball right now.
Yeah. Clemson last night stunned Arizona.
Two seed.
A two seed that, you know, and Clemson's really playing some good basketball. It's going to be a terrific rematch between Clemson and Alabama.
I don't know anybody has Clemson still alive on a bracket. I don't know anybody.
I know I don't.
Well, there are no more perfect brackets. Right. I think there were over 22 million brackets filled out on ESPN Tournament Challenge. There are no more perfect brackets out of that 22 million. So that just shows you how hard it is and why Warren Buffett was willing to offer $1 billion with a B a few years back to anybody that worked among all his employees. They could enter free through the Warren Buffett, whatever they were, whatever department or business it was they worked for. They could fill out one. If they got it, they got a perfect bracket filled out, he'd give them $1 billion.
Would that be a tax break for him?
I don't know. I don't know if he could write that off.
I don't think it's ever happened. Am I right? I don't think.
I don't know.
I don't think not that I know of.
Yeah, I don't think a perfect bracket's ever happened.
Well, Alabama has Clemson next, and that will be tomorrow night at around 7:30, and we will carry that game right here on 101.7 FM WKOM. And they will go up against the Clemson Tigers. And it's not in football.
No,
this is basketball.
You know, speaking of that, Drake, you'll probably think this is funny. I saw something after the game last night, and it was a joke, and it said, you know, just something on social media. It said, y'all wanted the playoffs expanded so bad, and you still ended up with Alabama and Clemson. Obviously, that's a football joke. But,
yeah, it is.
You know, playing over into basketball world.
Well, Clemson held North Carolina transfer and super guard Caleb Love for Arizona last night to 13 points.
Wow.
Way below his average.
Both the star guards held down pretty bad.
He was 5 of 18 with one assist.
Ooh.
Love and R.J. Davis in the Alabama game didn't play very well last night.
And so after the game, they interviewed Caleb Love, who is the catalyst for the Arizona team. And he said, quote, they just didn't fall for me tonight. And he said, obviously the worst time for them not to fall.
It is.
Is in the round of Sweet 16. Clemson switched over to a zone the last 10 minutes of the game, causing Arizona to kind of panic a little bit once they got behind and just started heaving up three-pointers outside the zone, obviously, of Clemson, and they just – none of them were going down.
They were flustered, and you can tell. It was kind of like a panicked feeling about Arizona's team. And I thought that, you know, I've thought that Arizona wasn't very, you know, as good as they've been portrayed all season, and I think that showed, even though Clemson's a really good team.
Now, Alabama, even though they took it on the chin in Tuscaloosa earlier in the season from Clemson – 85-77. Alabama, according to the sports books, 2.5-point favorite. Nate Oates said after the game, pointing to his star transfer from South Dakota State, Grant Nelson, that scored the last 12 of the 14 points. Oates said, this dude showed up tonight in a big way against one of the best bigs in the country. And he's referring to Armando Bacot for North Carolina, the Blue Bloods of North Carolina.
Yep.
Against the run and shoot offense, which basically it is.
Oh, yes.
For Alabama.
Yeah.
I mean, you score over 100 points, I don't know, 4 or 5 times this year. The score in the 109 stuff. I mean, you know, in 40 minutes of college basketball, you're putting up a lot of shots and you're making a lot of shots.
You are.
You know, and at times last night watching the game, and I was rooting for them because I'm, you know, rooting for the SEC against North Carolina, obviously, and the underdog team always. in the tournament. But, you know, they'd get a little bit of a lead, and it still seemed like they were kind of trying to push things a little bit. And I was just sitting there saying to myself, I'd wish they'd slow it down a little bit, especially the Estrada guy who had a great game.
He did.
He puts up some wild shots. I wish they would have just calmed down a little bit.
I don't think they can slow it down.
I don't, you know, I don't think they can either, but I wish they could have found a way to do that.
And I love the product they put out this season, the last few years down there. I love that run and gun stuff. I think it's
exciting. To watch.
It is, for the fans.
Grant Nelson was quoted as saying, I had just all the confidence in the world. He said, Nelson said, these guys coming up to me telling me great things. I didn't start this tournament with the best two games.
He didn't.
He's talking about the round 64 and 32. These guys are saying, go out there, go get a bucket. Really? That gives me a lot of confidence, and I give them a lot of credit. Do you want to tell the story, what you told me about Mark Sears?
Yeah, I mean, it got to a point late in the game there, and Nate Oaks, they interviewed him this morning, and I was watching the interview, and of course Nate said, I knew that we had a place that we could win this game here. He started trying to direct Mark Sears, and Mark Sears said, Coach, hang on a second. He pointed at Grant Nelson and said, give him the ball. Let him bring it down. Let him bring it down. He's got the hot hand. And so Sears made that call. Nate Oaks didn't make the call, but he trusted Sears enough that he let him make the call, and so it worked out great. It was a great interview by Nate Oaks, and I thought it was super good that he trusted his great point guard Sears, and Sears said, no, give Grant the ball.
It was Allie LaForce, the sideline reporter down there last night. She interviewed Oates and Grant Nelson after the game, and I thought it was pretty funny that she asked Nate Oates if he would consider growing a mustache like Grant Nelson, and he said absolutely not. So obviously they're still hungry to do some more.
Nelson was also quoted saying, we've been working for this all season, but this wasn't our end goal. Talking about beating Arizona last night and moving on to the Elite Eight to play tomorrow night against Clemson. He said, it's good we got here. It's something at the school we haven't done, except for one other time. He said, it's great. We're going to celebrate a little bit and then move on to the next game.
Don't got a lot of time.
Clemson tomorrow night.
What I liked about last night before the game tipped off, Charles Barkley and that panel was sitting up talking, and they sort of segued to Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley said, "Roll Tide." He picked him.
Oh man!
But Bruce Pearl said he wouldn't. He congratulated Nate Oates and what a great job he's done as a coach. But Bruce Pearl said, "You won't hear me say."
Okay.
Roll Tide.
I can't believe Charles Barkley, who is an Auburn alumni, would say that. That's.
When I was at Alabama, I watched Charles Barkley score the last 6 points in Tuscaloosa against Alabama, obviously.
In that era,
to win by three.
In that era, we was kind of blessed because I was living down there as well as you. But we got to see Bo Jackson and Charles Barkley the Big Hurt, all them cats down there in that era.
Well, also last night, three other teams besides Alabama punched their way into the Elite Eight. Illinois won by three over number two seed Iowa State in a game that Illinois took off and led most of the game. Iowa State kept trying to get back in it. They just couldn't get over the hump there.
Yep.
Connecticut easily disposed of number five seed San Diego State by 30, 82-52. I don't know if anybody can stop Connecticut, to
I don't
be honest
either.
With you. And Clemson in an upset, number six seed over number two seed Arizona, 77-72, and there are four games tonight, and four more teams will punch their way to make up the other half of the Elite Eight, and we're going to talk about them right after this break, and that includes Big Lou, your favorite team.
Let's do it.
The Big Orange. This is the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour. I'm Drake in the studio with Coach JD and Big Lou. We'll be right back.
The Mules are back in town. Celebrate Mule Day's 50th anniversary, April 4th to 7th in downtown Columbia. All of your favorite Mule Day events are back. Jackpot Mule Races, Log Pulling, Auctioneers Championship, Miss Mule Day Pageant, the Driving and Gated Mule Shows, Liars Contest, and so much more. Don't miss the Mule Day Parade, 11 a.m. Saturday, April 6th. Mule Day's 50th anniversary, April 4th through the 7th in downtown Columbia. Visit MuleDay.com for a complete schedule of events.
This is Coach Tre'Davious Garrett from Columbia Central High School Football. You are listening to 101.7 WKOM in Columbia, Tennessee.
Hi, I'm Robert Rogers at Parks Motor Sales Buick GMC. Parks Motor Sales was founded by my granddad, Bobby Parks, and my great-granddad, Julian Mays, in 1958. We've been family-owned the whole time, and being family-owned, locally-owned, means you get to get your next vehicle or your existing vehicle serviced by the same people who stand in the grocery line with you, drop their kids off at the same school you do, and smile and are happy to see you when they do. So come see us at Parks Motor Sales in Columbia, Tennessee on 919 Nashville Highway or parksmotorsales.com.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
Hi, I'm Steve, the garbage man. Are you new to Maury County? We want to welcome you and your family. We are a local residential garbage service, and we want to be your garbage man. We've been around for over 30 years, so we have a reputation. Check us out at garbagemaninc.com or call Mike at 931-540-0919. You could also ask your neighbor. 931-540-0919.
Hi, this is Terry Tillis from Tillis Jewelry. Here is what some of our customers are saying about us. Great people, the place to shop for fair prices and great craftsmanship, beautiful vintage and custom jewelry. Thank you, Beth. That is our goal. Stop by and see for yourself. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Tillis Jewelry, downtown Columbia. Owned and operated by Rick, custom designer, and Carrie, registered gemologist. Assuring you the best jewelry value and expert services.
Hey, this is Tripp Stoltz, owner of Columbia Ace Hardware. Spring is here, and we are excited to announce that we have completely remodeled our store. We have expanded our selection in many brands, including Milwaukee, Steel, and Big Green Egg. We have new inventory arriving daily, so come see the changes for yourself at 112 East James Campbell Boulevard, Columbia, Tennessee.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Do you have trees that need trimming or removed? Do you have stumps that you want ground? A1 Tree Removal is a family-owned and operated business local to Columbia and Lewisburg and servicing surrounding Middle Tennessee. They are licensed and insured and provide free estimates. No job is too big, no tree is too small. Give old Luke a call or text Luke at 931-359-3113. Or you can check them out on Facebook and tell A1 Tree Removal that you heard this ad on the radio. If you love America, you will love A1 Tree Removal.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Call Davis Heating and Cooling at 931-388-2090 for all your home comfort needs. Davis Heating and Cooling is your local American Standard dealer and proudly serves the Maury County area. Find Davis Heating and Cooling online and on Facebook or call today, 388-2090.
This is Elk Kennedy. The old saying is, happy wife, happy life, couldn't be more true. Many years ago, my wife, Mary Susan, had major surgery on her back, but continued with chronic pain. Doctors were saying invalid, disabled, but then she found the Dr. Gill Center for Back, Neck, and Chronic Pain in Franklin, Tennessee. It has changed our lives. We visited there recently with Dr. Wendy Tuohy, saw the state-of-the-art facilities. Folks, don't take a pill. Call Dr. Gill.
Go to callmepainfree.com.
Hey, this is Seth Moss at Tennessee Valley Equipment, a premier FAE Primetech, Bandit, and Shurex dealer. We are your dealer for all of your land clearing and forestry mulching needs. We sell equipment, provide repair service, and parts along with a rental fleet of mulching equipment. We also offer mulching teeth, blades, and sharpening. Our number one priority is getting you up and running as quickly and affordable as possible. Tennessee Valley is located at 300 Santa Fe Pike in wonderful Columbia, Tennessee. Stop by or give us a call today at 931-981-9812.
This is Debbie Matthews with the Nashville Realty Group, and if you've been paying attention, you know the housing market has been tough, but rates are beginning to thaw. So if you're thinking about selling, the time to jump in is getting better every day. But if you're thinking about buying, and those interest rates are still a little bit too high, a good agent knows how to negotiate interest rate buy-downs, and I'm a good agent. So call me, Debbie Matthews with Nashville Realty Group, 615-476-3224.
This is Tripp Stoltz with Columbia Ace Hardware. I love listening to 101.7 WKOM FM, Columbia, Tennessee.
And welcome back into the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour. Good Friday to you. And last night, four teams, as I said before the break, won their way into the Elite Eight. Eight teams by tonight, four games to see who will move on to the Elite Eight round. One of those teams, Big Lou, are your boys. Number 2 seed Tennessee will take on number 3 seed Creighton Blue Jays tonight at about 9 o'clock. Tennessee fans, tune in to 103.7 WKRM. Want to listen to the broadcast? Bob Kessling and company will have it for you about 30 minutes before tip-off that's scheduled at 9:09. So try to
be ready about 8:30.
Pre-game will start about 8:30. Plenty of time to cook dinner, finish up with dinner, feed the kids, get them bathed, get them into bed, or close to get them in the bed. Plop down in your easy chair with whatever a beverage of your choice and cheer the Vols to victory over number 3 seed Creighton. The Vols are a 3.5-point favorite, in case you're interested in making a wager.
It's jumped a little bit
on the game. It's gone up a point since yesterday.
Yep.
The over-under total of 145, that's moved up maybe a point or half a point. And Big Lou and I like the over. We like the over 145 in that.
I do, yeah. I think it'll hit.
I think one of those teams is going to score. The winning team is probably going to be in the 80s. I don't know which one it's going to be.
Yep.
But I'm just saying one of them will be in the 80s. And if it's true to the line – and if one hits the 80s and another is 3 points away, let's say 80 to 77, that's 157, right?
It is.
And that's way over 145. Other games, the 6 o'clock game tonight is Marquette, the number 2 seed, takes on the lowest seeded team left in the round of Sweet 16, which was NC State Wolfpack. I mean, NC State's been on quite a roll. They go all the way through the ACC tournament, beat their in-state rival and nemesis, the Tar Heels of North Carolina, in the title game of the ACC tournament. And now they find themselves knocking on the door to get into the Elite Eight. And tip off tonight for that game between Marquette and NC State, like I said, about 6 o'clock. Marquette's a 7.5-point favorite with a Bacardi 151 total, over-under total.
151.
You remember 151 Bacardi?
Bacardi, yeah.
You got 8-ball picks tonight? I don't want
to. I do have 8-ball. Okay. I do have 8-ball picks tonight.
I don't want to step on anything like I did yesterday.
And we're just joined by our good friend Barry Smooth Duke.
It's Tennessee fans are showing up today.
Came in here with that Tennessee orange on. I saw him coming.
Looks great.
I saw him coming from about a mile down the road.
Yeah.
Imagine that in the state of Tennessee.
I know.
Could you imagine?
And then
I'm just glad they don't. All that Tennessee gear don't smell like mothballs no more.
No, that's right.
Oh no, this has been out. This has been aired out, worn out, almost worn out.
The second game of tonight's Sweet 16 of the four games played tonight to finish out the field of Elite Eight is number one Purdue is a 5.5-point favorite over the number 5 seed Gonzaga. And I don't know. I can't remember what Gonzaga's run and the tournament run is.
I think it's 15 Sweet 16s.
And 30 straight tournaments?
It's 30, close to 30. 30 straight. Yeah, it is 30.
I think it's 30 straight tournaments they've made.
Yeah, which is unbelievable. I mean, and they really only jumped on the scene 30 years ago. Before that, they were, you know, nobody had heard of Gonzaga before.
But, you know, every year coming into this year, they always had these superstars. You don't hear any superstar on the team this year.
What happened to the guy with the mustache? Timlin or whatever his name is.
He was a senior.
Is he in the pros now?
I don't think he was good enough.
Really?
He might have been playing. He might
he
be playing
dominant. He was dominant in college. I'd find that hard to believe he couldn't at least make
overseas.
A team and sit on the bench for somebody.
He might be playing overseas somewhere.
One of the top 10 college players last year, but I don't know if he made it to the pros. And you're right, he may be overseas somewhere.
That game between Purdue and Gonzaga is set to start 30 minutes after Marquette game at 6:39. The third game, which probably will follow the Marquette NC State game, is number one Houston is a 4.5-point favorite over the number 4 seed Duke, and I think these last two games are going to be the best two games of the night. I think Houston Duke is going to be a tremendous game. It kicks off or tips off at 8:39 is the exact time, and 134 the lowest total. And remember what I tell you about totals. The lower they are, the more you should bet under. The higher they are, the totals, the more you should bet over.
Yep.
Like Alabama last night, 173, highest total, it went over.
You know, while I'm watching that Tennessee game tonight, I usually don't like to change that channel because I don't want to miss anything. But I might find myself flipping back and forth a little bit during breaks to, because I'm excited about the Duke game as well.
What I love about YouTube TV is they have multi-view on YouTube, so you can pull up four games at once. But and of course the late night game, which is set to tip off at 9:09 tonight in Detroit at Little Caesars Arena,
the game. There you go.
There we go.
Yeah,
come on, Drake. You know you love it, man. You know it sounds terrific. You can't tell me that you've never heard that song and wanted to sing along to it a little bit.
Tennessee is a 3.5-point favorite, number 2 seed, over the number 3 seed Creighton with a 145 total. And Big Lou and I like the over the 145 tonight.
Yep.
I think the winner is going to score somewhere very close to 80 points. I've got a feeling. You know, and I've got a feeling Dalton Kinect, he's been kind of sleepwalking a little bit through this tournament. He's a great player. He's done fine. He hit those free throws against Texas when he needed to hit them. However, those four free throws just got him up to 18 points for the game, and he hit four of them like in the last 10 seconds of the game. So what I'm saying is players like Dalton Kinect, you can't keep them down forever. They're going to have the game. They're going to have a few games where they might be considered in a slump when they only hit maybe half or two-thirds of their yearly average, of their regular season average of points. But I feel as though at some point, and tonight could be the night, and this is when they're going to need them most, because let me tell you something. Creighton ain't no joke.
No.
Creighton can score. They can defend. They can run up and down the court. They can run with the Vols. What do you think, Smooth?
I think Kinect needs to connect tonight. And every time he's coming off a bad game, he always have a super game. So I'm expecting a super game from Kinect tonight. He's probably going to score 42, 44 points tonight.
Technically, he's coming off two bad games right now.
So he's going to have a really good game tonight then, yeah.
I'd say it's not just Kinect. I don't think that the team as a whole has played terrific yet in the tournament, and I think they're due. Coach Dickinson said that earlier, and I agree with him. I think, you know, Creighton – they can shoot really well. Their whole team can shoot really well. Even the big guy down low will pull up from three every once in a while. I think if you cover him inside with just one guy and you don't have to go two bigs down low and leave somebody open around the perimeter, I like their chances, but I'm still nervous.
My opinion, Lou, we had lunch the other day, and I told you right now that you'll have a chance to watch some other games because Tennessee game is going to be a blowout tonight. Tennessee is going to win big tonight. I just got that.
Well, I hope you're right. I hope you're right.
I do too.
Well, but Connect's journey to Knoxville, just in case our listeners don't know, Barry, because, I mean, a lot of people – now, where does Dalton Kinect guy come from? I really didn't know. Of course, I'm more of an Alabama fan. But it's interesting to know that 2 years ago, Dalton Kinect, was at Northeastern Junior College in Sterling, Colorado.
Yep.
I bet it's beautiful out there.
I bet it is.
And that's about 2 hours from his hometown of Thornton, Colorado. From there, the 6'6", 213-pound guard spent 2 years at Northern Colorado and sprung onto the major college's radar by posting 20 points a game and 7 rebounds as a fourth-year senior last season. How old is the guy? Is he in his 40s?
It's his fifth year.
About 21.
It's his fifth year.
20. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think he's like 23.
He looks more like 28 to me.
Speaking of his journey – in his last season in Northern Colorado last year, he only made the second team all conference team. I need to get a list of who that first team all conference.
If he's second in the conference,
who was first?
That's right.
Well, we all know we coached and been around sports all life, but sometimes the light don't come on completely when it comes on. Katie Bartador, his light's on right now.
And a lot of times it takes a maturity level. Physically, mentally, emotionally, and he's reaching that maturity level. His body is maturing. I mean, he was like 6'2 in junior college. Now he's like 6'6 and
right.
a half.
6'6, 213, according to this article.
And he's grown and gotten bigger, hit the weight room even more. I think he's somewhere around 6'6 and a half, 220 now. So
now, after entering the portal during the offseason, Kinect landed at Tennessee for his extra year of eligibility, I guess due to COVID.
Right.
And has been better than advertised, averaging 21 points a game and 5 rebounds a game that have helped the Vols win their first outright SEC regular season title since 2008.
Right.
So it's been
unshared.
A minute. It's been a minute.
Shared one with Auburn in 19.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He earned first-team All-American honors. Not first team out of the conference he came from in Northern Colorado, but
his second team out there.
He's a lottery pick, considered a lottery pick right now.
He is.
For the NBA. But speaking of Creighton, all year long, Creighton has been in the back of my mind. So why am I following Creighton? Well, I care about Creighton, and it's coming to fruition now that playing Creighton tonight. And Creighton's a tremendous basketball team. They've got a great point guard that's, they list him at 6'1". He looks smaller, but he's very quick. And they got the big people inside, and they have a clone to connect.
Shireman?
He wears number 3.
I think it's Shireman is his name. In Creighton's first and second rounds, is Shireman had 15 points and 13 rebounds against Akron, 18 points, 9 rebounds, and 5 assists against Oregon in an incredible double overtime win over Oregon.
Now, watch that game, yeah.
And for Tennessee, Kinect posted 23 points and 8 rebounds against St. Peter's in the first round and 18 points and 9 rebounds in a tight ball game, hard-fought physical ball game against Texas to send the Vols to Detroit to Little Caesars Pizza Arena. And Rick Barnes said, in this tournament, you see players that play at different levels that can shine when the big lights are on them. Barnes said, I think both of those guys have made just unbelievable impacts on their team, talking about Shireman and Kinect. So it's going to be interesting to see these two guys go up against each other. The Las Vegas has it as a tight ball game, three-point ball game, three-point line basically. Vols are favored. So we're going to find out tonight. It's going to be interesting. These last two ball games tonight, Houston Duke, Tennessee Creighton. You know, but like we said earlier, I don't know if anybody can stop UConn.
I don't know.
Exactly. They're a machine right
UConn's
now.
UConn's defense and their offense is just – and they're really playing some good ball right now.
They are.
This is the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour. This is Good Friday.
Thank you all for joining us. I'm in the studio with Big Lou, Coach JD, and Smooth. I'm Drake. We're going to take this last break, and then we're going to come back with a little bit more and some Magic 8 Ball picks for tonight's game so we can give the Easter Bunny a little present when he shows up and leaves some eggs. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wondered if your insurance needs can be personalized? This is Hunter Carey. Our team specializes in planning your insurance needs to get you the best possible solution. State Farm is the largest home and auto insurer in the country. I love bringing that to my hometown. Born and raised in Columbia, I'm grateful for our close community ties. We offer help with home, auto, and life insurance for everyone in our community. Our office is located at 909 South Garden Street across from the fire station. We're also online at huntercarey.com. That's Hunter, C-A-R-Y.com.
This is Jim Ross, and you are listening to Front Porch Radio, WKOM 101.7, located in Columbia, Tennessee.
Celebrate you with a new vehicle from Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia. We have a huge selection of new vehicles waiting for you. We're talking cars, trucks, and SUVs. And if you're in the business of selling your vehicle, we've got you covered. We'll buy from you even if you don't buy from us. At Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia, we're locally owned and operated and proud to serve our community as the largest CDJR dealership in Tennessee. Find your new ride today when you visit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia.
I'm Barbara Lincoln with Holland's Pharmacy. We have advertised with WKRM and WKOM for the past several years and found it to be very successful. I highly recommend advertising with them if you have a local business like ours. We're located at 1608 Hatcher Lane here in Columbia. We're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 6 and Saturdays from 8 to 2. Stop by Holland's for all your prescription needs where we have fast, friendly, courteous service. We custom fit support hose for you also. Thanks for supporting Holland's and WKRM and WKOM.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high-quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench, still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
Hey, this is Derek Ransom of 10 Pin Alley, voted number one family entertainment center in Murray County. We offer 32 bowling lanes, giant arcade, laser tag, bumper cars, and a full cafe and bar menu. We also specialize in group events, kids and adult birthday parties, company parties, sports team parties, and holiday parties. We're located at 322 East James Campbell Boulevard in Columbia. Call us today at 931-381-BOWL or visit us at 10pin.com. 10 Pin Alley, it's where the good times roll.
In today's uncertain world, you can never be too careful about your family's financial future. That's why the Parker Group, a part of Baird's Private Wealth Management, is offering a free second opinion on your financial plans. Let us review your current plan, and we will identify any gaps and offer suggestions to improve it. Please call the Parker Group at 931-548-3737. That's 931-548-3737. Robert W. Baird & Company Incorporated does not offer tax or legal advice.
This is Mark Curry at the Trailer Store. We are a local, family-owned business. Every day, I work with my wife, Susie, my mother, Becky, and my son, Justin. We offer a full line of lawnmower trailers, utility trailers, stock trailers, and a full line of trailer parts. We also offer service. Come see us at 1021 New Lewisburg Highway. Call us at 931-381-2795. That's 931-381-2795.
Farmer Johnny here, Taylor Family Farm. Want to give you all a little look-see. We raise 100% non-GMO grass-fed beef, pasture chicken, and pork on our family farm. Everything that we grow is raised with love and care to ensure the highest quality and nutrition for our family and customers. You can shop online at TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com or visit our farm store in person at Etheridge, Tennessee at 301 Dave Reisner Road. That's TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com for more information.
The generations that have paved the way for us deserve respect, integrity, and compassion. This is Kelly Dobson, owner of Caring Hearts Home Healthcare. My grandmother and mother started this business in 2005, and I was honored to take over in 2012. Licensed and insured, we help our aging community stay in the comfort of their own homes. Online at CaringHeartsHomeHealthcareLLC.com, by phone 931-381-5470, or in person at 1121 Trawood Avenue here in Columbia. That's Caring Hearts Home Healthcare.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118 or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years, and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
This is Coach Devin Simler from Columbia Central Baseball. You are listening to 101.7 WKOM in Columbia, Tennessee.
Welcome back into the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour. I'm Drake in the studio with Coach JD, Big Lou, and our special Big Orange super supporter, super fan, Barry Smooth Duke.
Ooh.
And we finally I know where you're going to be tonight at about 9, a little after 9 o'clock. You're going to be in front of I bet anybody $1 million. You're going to be in front of a TV somewhere.
Pacing.
Sweating it out. Exactly. Sweating it out.
Exactly.
Okay, Major League Baseball opened up yesterday. And the Los Angeles Angels, their superstar home run hitting machine, Mike Trout, hit the first home run of the 2024 Major League Baseball season at Camden Park in Baltimore, where they just had that.
Yeah, Camden Yards.
Maryland just had that terrible bridge collapse there.
Mm. Yeah, I wonder, there's probably some odds on stuff like that. You know,
who's going to hit the first one? Sure. Yeah, I wonder what his odds were.
I bet they were pretty high.
You would think.
I mean, he's known for that, so.
Yesterday, my Red Sox pulled one at the Mariners. The Diamondbacks scored at home against the Rockies, scored 14 runs in the third inning.
Wow. Whew. Wow.
That's two touchdowns and two extra points.
Yeah, that's
in the third, in one inning.
That sounds like Little League baseball.
The Cleveland Guardians beat the Athletics 8-0. The Rangers and beat the Cubs 4-3. In that game, and you all remember the Rangers were in the World Series last year, obviously.
Won it,
yes. It was 3-2 late in the game as the Rangers were up 3-2, and the Cubs batter swung at a ball that was tipped, but the umpire did not call it tipped, and the ball got away to the backstop. And Heim, the catcher for the Rangers, was protesting to the umpire that it was tipped. The umpire was not having any of
it. It was a foul ball.
The ball was sitting back behind him. The guy, the bases were loaded. The guy from third for the Cubs comes in home while the catcher's complaining. Ties the ball game up 3-3, sends it to extra innings. And, you know, Heim obviously should not have been complaining. He should have gotten his butt back there and gotten the ball instead of complaining to the umpire about it being tipped.
That should be something that's reviewable now.
Well, turns out in the 10th inning, the Rangers load the bases, and Heim comes up to bat with the bases loaded. And he hits the walk-off single. redeemed himself, and the Rangers win 4-3. So the baseball gods were on his side, Barry, at that time.
Ball don't lie.
Exactly.
Tigers won 1-0 over the White Sox. Twins 4-1 over the Royals. The Reds, with my man Ellie De La Cruz, won 8-2 over the Nationals. The Yankees win 5-4 over the Astros. Dodgers 7-1 over the Cardinals. Shohei Ohtani hit a double and kind of had a got picked off in the game with a base running blunder. Padres 6-4 over the Giants. Pirates 6-5 over the Marlins. Blue Jays 8-2 over the Rays. Orioles 11-3 over the Angels, as the Angels, even though Mike Trout hit the first home run, the Angels got two hits yesterday and got beat 11-3. And that hit was – that home run was off of the 2021 Baltimore's 2021 National League Cy Young winner, Corbin Burns, and that was in the first inning. So
the Braves are in Philadelphia right now.
Yes, the Braves have just – and we were recording a little early. The Braves have just started in Philadelphia. Do you have any type of update on that?
Yeah, it's the top of the third, and we're in the middle of the third now, actually. No score between Braves and Phillies.
And that game – and it was kind of weird, Barry had and Coach JD, how they did that. They left today open. The Phillies did not schedule a ball game, or Major League did not schedule a ball game today, even though yesterday was opening day. And they didn't schedule a game today just
in case.
From what I understand, just in case of bad inclement weather. Don't you find that kind of – isn't that kind of odd?
I think it'd be called Good Friday. Good Friday.
And that might be – it might be a double – that might be a double reason why they did it.
Right.
But from what I understand, is they initially did it because of the weather, but then again, Good Friday.
Well, one good thing about it, they don't have it 200 more games.
Exactly.
There's a lot of baseball.
It is.
There's a lot of baseball to play. Now,
you can listen to that game on our sister station, 103.7 WKRM.
Yeah. All right, we better move to the Preds and talk about them. They took it on the chin.
Turn out the lights.
Devastating.
The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over.
Truer words have never been spoken as the Preds' streak of 18 consecutive points, 18 games scoring at least a point, has come to an end. Over their last 20 games, I believe the Preds are now 17-1-2 over their last 20. They were 17-0-2 up until last night, as they are on a two-game road trip out west. They were in Arizona to play the Coyotes, and they lost 8-4, giving up four goals in the second period.
Wow.
Yeah, Saros is—he's kind of in a bit of a slump. Predators goalie.
Well, I mean, what do you mean? Hold on.
I mean, in the last couple of games, he gave up three, and then another one in the first two periods to Las Vegas.
Right.
And then he's given up four and now eight goals.
And the luxury that the Preds have is they've got Kevin Lankinen.
That's true.
As a backup, and he plays lights out when he gets between the pipes.
Yeah. No way am I saying he's been in a long slump. I'm talking two nights, maybe, given up some.
But at the end of the day, that's a heck of a run they was on, though. That was unreal.
Best in franchise history.
Ending the Preds' franchise record 18-game point streak and their first loss since February 15th. And today is March 29th. So that's basically
a month
and a half. 6 weeks ago was the last time, except before last night, that the Preds had lost a hockey game in regulation.
Where'd that set them up in the playoffs?
That puts them, they are in sole possession. They're at the top of the wild card position. So there's like three wild cards in each conference, from what I understand. And the Preds are locked in basically at the top spot of the wild card.
And that grants them a home game.
I believe so. Yeah. I think so. In the words of head coach Andrew Brunette, you know, there's going to be nights like this. You're going to have – I mean, you can't play on that level, especially in a professional sport, and just keep that going night after night after night. You know, eventually you're going to have an off night, a down night. Something's going to happen where you're going to be on the short end of the hockey stick.
Hey, nice one.
You know what I mean? So the Preds cut the Coyote lead last night to 4-3.
Yep.
But after the next shift change, it was 5-3, and the Predators just could not recover. But despite the loss, Predator captain Roman Josi reached two milestones last night. Do you know what those were?
I do not.
Well, he had three assists. He had three assists in that game last night. Okay, to give him a 500 assist, to give him 500 career helpers or assists.
Yep.
And he played in his 900th professional hockey game.
Oh, wow,
that's a lot.
That's 900.
How old is he now?
I have no idea.
I mean, you play. What is it? Is it 62 or 82 games a year? So, I mean, you do the math. Close to 10 years.
At least 82, I think.
Yeah, I think it's 82.
It's 82 games, yeah, regular season. Also, Philip Forsberg, by scoring in the third period, his 41st goal, established a franchise record 7-game goal scoring streak and looks to break the franchise record with about 9 games to go now. The franchise record for goal scoring in the regular season for the Predators is 43 goals. And he's at 41 now.
Do we know who it is?
I do not know.
Might be Mike Fisher.
It might be Mike.
Shea Weber, maybe? I don't know. We'll see.
Hopefully the next victim for the Predators as they finish up a 2-game road trip is at Colorado, and that will be tomorrow.
Good team.
On Saturday. Now, speaking of Philip Forsberg, Forsberg's been around for many years in the NHL. He got in his third fight of his career last Saturday night against the Red Wings, and he didn't fare too well. And a couple of the guys on the team poking a little fun at him were trying to give him some pointers after the game was over. And one of the pointers is don't lean forward with your head down.
You're going to go down face first.
You got to lean back. So, in other words, so that when your opponent is swinging up with uppercuts, he's not hitting you in the face area.
Yep.
And so Forsberg said he would take those lessons and advice to heart next time. But, you know, long as he's been in the league, if you're only fighting – a total of three times.
You know, once every 3 or 4 years.
He was in a fight against the Red Wings defenseman Moritz Seider, and they were talking about the fight that occurred. It lasted really. Some of the guys on the Preds team were pretty impressed. It lasted about 20 seconds. You know, and they said, and one of the Predators defensemen said, "Look, 10 seconds in a fight out on the ice seems like a minute."
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. They're already tired.
He said, and Philip Forsberg was out there, and it lasted a good 20 seconds. We were just standing back and watching, you know, kind of. You know, he didn't get the best of it, or he got the worst of it.
I think that's the best part of the game.
He didn't get the best of it. He got the worst of it. But they said they were impressed. It lasted some 20 minutes.
I think in the offseason he needs
20 seconds, excuse me.
Take some lessons. I think he needs to join Mike Tyson's camp and take some lessons during the offseason.
Yeah, he really does.
Yeah, did Mike Tyson just fight recently?
He's coming up.
Oh. Yeah. 58 years old. He's fighting a guy in his 20s, I believe. Yeah.
Jake Paul or something. Is that the guy's name?
He's a YouTuber, not really.
All right, we're getting at the end of the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour. I said I was going to give you some Magic 8-Ball picks to make a little money tonight, throw a little extra change in the Easter Bunny's basket when he rolls by early Sunday morning. I like Houston on the money line. I'm not sure about Houston to cover, but I like Houston on the money line. I like Marquette minus the 7.5 points over NC State. I like Duke plus the 4.5 points against Houston. And you can win both bets. You could take Houston on the money line and then take Duke plus the 4.5, and you can win both those bets. I like the Vols, Barry.
Yes.
Minus 2.5.
Hope you're right.
Let's go 8-ball.
There you go. Exactly. I like that. I like the Vols. The 8-ball, Magic 8-ball likes the Vols minus 2.5. And the over 145 in that game. Hope you all are having a great Good Friday. Have a wonderful Easter. We will be back on the air 4 o'clock Monday. I'm Drake for the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour and all my buddies here in the studio. And we will talk to you on Monday.
Have a big orange weekend.